Welcome to Aspire. I'm very grateful you could be with me. This Aspire broadcast is being recorded and aired for April the 14th, 2024. And it's going to be a little bit off of yesterday's broadcast where I talked to Jan about self-esteem. And I decided to kind of put the two together. I thought it would be more helpful that way. We're going to talk about this thing. Here is the little email from Anne in San Francisco. She says, my pride gets in the way of everything I do, and I'm starting to have pity for those people who have been in the way of my pride. It's humiliating to me and embarrassing. What can I do? Well, right off the bat, the thing that is most important, and her name is Anne. I'm sorry, I didn't get that clear. And the thing that is most important is humility. There is nothing more important in my life than to humble myself and to realize that the brain and the carcass of a Gregory Edward Penn as a sapien, as a human being, is flawed greatly by the dynamics of his genetic heritage as well as his DNA. So I want to, you know, just answer your question right off the bat like that. So it might help you. What is our pride? Well, it's defined as a feeling or deep pleasure or satisfaction derived from one's own achievements. Well, that is true. I am sure that is a very true statement, to have some sense of pride that you achieve something, you're proud of yourself. You hear this with people all over the place, you know, proud of my son, proud of my daughter, blah, 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 all of that. And then the definition goes into real stupidity and showing the lack of understanding, the consciousness of one's own dignity. Well, he swallowed his pride and asked for help. That's not consciousness. That's haplessness. That's helplessness. These definitions are very interesting. Then here's the one that is really important. The quality of having an excessively high opinion of oneself or one's importance. All of those things, except for the one of consciousness. Consciousness is a quality that you derive out of silence. Real consciousness is awareness. It would not have anything at all to do with a person's dignity. Not at all. So your pride, you say, gets in the way. You're looking to esteem yourself. And I talked about this yesterday with Jan. You are looking to esteem yourself through your pride, through your accomplishments. What was it that Jesus said so beautifully? I of myself can do nothing. It is the Father within me that doeth the work. Yes, I understand that. There are a lot of things that I have done in my life that were Gregory Edward. And, you know, for what they're worth, they nothing, you know. But the ones that, the things I have done that were absent of Gregory Edward, and I'm no longer, you know, working from him, something that surpassed his abilities and surpassed it due to the state of consciousness within. If there is no consciousness within me, if I have no sense of consciousness, then everything I do, it's something I do to have an opinion of myself. I do it to be, as Jesus talked about, seen of men. And if that's what I'm doing, then it's very egocentric. It's very egotistical. And that's how we build self-esteem. We build our self-esteem off of the opinions of ourselves as well as other people. And we do those things that make other people proud of us, giving us a sense of our value, our worth, once again, our sense of self-preservation. And with all this being said, It is worthless. How worthless is that when there is always somebody who's doing it better than I am? Now, how do you feel? There's always something more. This is this way of climbing the ladder, the mountain of trying to get the affection and respect of other people is an arduous way to live one's life, to say the least. So when you look at the Beatitudes, let's say, blessed are the meek, blessed are the poor in spirit, you hear that and you go, well, that's not much appealing to me. I want the things that accelerate and exonerate me from my human self and make me a better person, as people would like to say, and have something that I can say, I am as good as you or better than you. And then to realize that, first of all, these things don't last long. They don't really matter to people. You're going to be forgotten after your death. You are. You know, you're just going to be just one more person that touched the earth. But, you know, to think that you're going to be remembered by a lot of people and that how that would mean to them is presumptuous and assumptuous, to say the least. So when you start looking at this idea of your pride getting in the way, you have to learn how to do everything from the sanctity of your heart, your authentic heart, not your human heart, which is derived out of the need for right, wrong, good, bad, but out of your authentic heart, the one that is love. And unless you achieve this state of love within you, you will never know what would replace your pride. And chances are, and that you're not going to do the things that replace your pride. You will only want to accelerate it and make it more vivid in your life, because in pride, you get the adoration of other people, and it makes you think inside yourself that you're esteeming yourself and that this is very important, and it's not. We're not here to esteem ourselves. We are here to find the way that lives within us and that manner of our spirit that is love. Never once has any avatar that has come into this world, be it a Jesus, a Buddha, a Lao Tzu, ever said, you know, you got to work on your pride and self-esteem. They have always talked about the idea that pride and self-esteem were one of the great mischief makers of human beings, and it is. So to sit with yourself beyond your pride is the art of your life. You can do this. You can sit with yourself beyond the ideals of right and wrong and good and bad and better and best, to pour your love, real love, to pour a love that is greater than, in your case and my case, a Gregory. That is something truly unique. And to do that is a noble virtue. It has to come out of the virtue of love. Love is the only thing worth living for. And if I'm not willing to sacrifice my pride, my vanity, my arrogance, if I'm not willing to, let's say, give up my opinion of myself and my need to be so important, I will miss. So I say to you, always take the lowest seat at the table. Always be the one that is less conspicuous and seeking the way rather than the attention. And should you be able to understand what I've just given you and offered to you, you will find a tremendous insight awakening you, a new energy in your life, a new disposition for love, a new manner of your own spirit. I hope that helped you. I really do. This is a very difficult subject for the average human being. It really is. Thank you all for listening. Thank you for this weekend. I'll be back on the air next weekend. And if you ever have a question, remember, you can contact me at greg@aspire.org. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.